Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Strikes out Torres for the first out as he touches triple digits for the first time. His payoff pitch to Green is swung on and missed, and he turns it up to 100, makes it back-to-back K's to open this All-Star game. Out of 0-1, Judge grounds one up the middle. At second base, Scott Marte over to first to finish off a 1-2-3 first inning for Skeens.
I got a great deal of enjoyment watching Paul Skeens mow down three of the best hitters in Major League Baseball. And then the next half inning, the guy who is the second coming, a lot of people will argue is actually better than Skeens because he won the Cy Young last year. He gets hit around, gives up two runs. I took a lot of enjoyment in that. Oh, all right, Tarek Skubal, you think you're all that in a bag of chips? How about a 1-2-3 inning? Nope. Paul Skeens did it. 14 pitches, 9 strikes, 7 pitches at 100-plus miles per hour, 2 strikeouts. That leads credence to what a lot of people were saying to me early on in the season, Doran, that Skeens wasn't hitting 100 that much because he was trying to save something. He's trying to go deeper into ball games. He's trying to pitch as many innings as he can this year. Because when he wants to throw 100, we just saw he can throw 100 whenever he wants.
Yep.
He just picks and chooses his spots. But this is obvious. Watching him last year in the All-Star game, watching him this year in the All-Star game, Skeens is made for this. He's made for the moment. He's made for October. Made for a Game 7. And so here's the question I asked on Twitter last night. I want to start with this today at 412-928-9370. Are we ever going to see Paul Skeens pitch in a postseason game in a Pirates uniform? I got 170 responses. One dude said yes. One person was optimistic. Can you even make the argument, a convincing argument, that Skeens will pitch in a postseason game in Pittsburgh? 412-928-9370. The best caller on this subject wins a pair of tickets to an awesome event. I don't know how you can make the case right now looking at where they are, 19 games under 500, 18 and a half back from the NL Central lead, 13 and a half back from a playoff spot, that they can close the gap quickly enough in roster building to get this guy to the postseason, Doran.
Well, I mean, there's only one way to do it, and we know what that way is to do it. That's to spend money and try. Like, the only one way to try to do it and to close the gap as quick as possible. It's not internal development at this point. Like, you could, you know, Charrington and this organization could say that we're counting on internal development. That is not going to be the case for Paul Skeens and how long he's going to be here to win or to participate in a playoff series. It is going to have to be a quick change in turnover. It is the transfer portal. It is college football. It's college basketball for the Pirates.
Yes.
Where you have to get starters from, you know, other schools, which in this case would be other teams that are free agents, and sign them, plug and play, and it all has to hit at once. I mean, you say it all the time, you know, the turnover in college basketball. I mean, look at Kansas State a couple years ago, and they had a whole starting five, and they made it to, I don't know, what's the Final Four, the Elite Eight. They made it pretty far.
Elite Eight, yeah.
That's the type of situation that would have to be for the Pirates, where they would have to turn over the whole entire roster and open up the pocketbook, spend, and then hope that that could click and for them to win ball games. That's it. That's the only way.
It is possible. Of course it's possible if you did open up the pocketbook, if you did start cutting checks, because you've got one of the best pitching staffs in all of baseball. You look at the numbers. In the National League, the Pirates are among the best. Overall, they're among the best. Since May 1st, you can argue that they have been the best pitching staff in all of Major League Baseball. Ideally, you wouldn't want to subtract from that. But in order to turn this thing over quickly, you're going to have to, or you're going to have to spend money, and one of those things seems a lot more likely than the other. They're just too far behind the eight ball to make up for it in one offseason, Doran. And if they don't make up for it in this offseason, Noah Hyles, he was at the press conference with Tony Clark, MLB PA president. He was there with Rob Manfred. He said, my biggest takeaway, I think we're headed for a lockout in 2027. And if the players get their way, that means every single player in Major League Baseball is going to accrue a season of service time. So they're not going to play, yet they're going to get that year that comes off their contract, for lack of a better way of putting it, which means you've got next season with Paul Skeens, no 2027, and then 2024 is going to be...
2028.
Or 2028, excuse me, thank you, is going to be his fourth season, which is about the time that you trade guys. It's right around the time they traded Gerrit Cole. So really...
it'd be fifth season, right? 2028. If they're going to get the
last
service
year
time.
Was one, this year is two, next year would be three, 2027.
Yeah.
Next year could be it.
Right.
So you got to get it done. You got to get it done. And I'm not optimistic that they're going to handle the business, the MLBPA and the owners, and avoid a lockout. And I'm not convinced the Pirates are going to do enough this offseason to get into contention next year. And I thought last night could be maybe a jumping off point, that maybe Bob Nutting, the Pirates organization, could be embarrassed enough to think, okay, this offseason we've got to have a sense of urgency. I just don't think they care.
Nope.
I'm not saying Bob Nutting doesn't want to win, but I don't think he can be embarrassed into spending more money. If he could, last night would be that moment. How many tweets did we see like this? This from FanDuel. Skeens got two runs of support in the first inning. He had one total of run support in his last three starts. Here's another one I saw making the rounds on social media. In three batters, the NL All-Stars have given Paul Skeens more run support than he has received in seven of his 20 starts this year. Here's one more, just for good measure. Bob Nightingale. Pardon NL All-Star starter Paul Skeens if he doesn't quite know what to do with himself. He has just been introduced to run support. Paul Skeens pitches a 1-2-3 inning, and his teammates respond by scoring two runs for him in the first inning. Everybody was piling on the Pirates last night. Everybody, as they should have been. They had all of Paul Skeens' statistics up there, and then they made sure on the bottom of that deal to write, record 4-8.
Yep.
Here's another one, Bob Nightingale. This was only the second time in Skeens' career. Guys, this is insane. Only the second time in Skeens' career that his team scored multiple runs in the first inning. The other was June 17th, 2024 against the Cincinnati Reds. If there was ever a time to be embarrassed into action, it would be now. But I just don't see it.
I don't see it because it's going to fade away too.
I would maybe say, Doran, that I would have some faith that Skeens could pitch in a postseason game if, when Derek Shelton got fired, Ben Cherington got fired too. Even if it wasn't the right move, and I think it is, and you think it is, and Jason Mackey thinks it is, and everyone thinks it is, he should have been fired when Derek Shelton got fired. Even if it were the wrong move, it would have sent the right message.
Yes.
Urgency.
Yes.
We cannot waste Paul Skeens. We need someone at the wheel. We need an adult in the room, somebody who understands the damn assignment. And they didn't do it, which tells me they got feet of steel, that they're not looking at this the way that the entire fan base is, the entire baseball world is. Hey, you've got a finite time with Paul Skeens. Go get bleep done. They're not looking at it that way. And it's a travesty. And I can't help but think about it, man, every time he pitches. I should, you should, Harry should, we all should be able to just enjoy this unicorn for what he is, the most talented probably pitcher of all time, with the greatest start to a career in the history of Major League Baseball. We should just be able to appreciate this guy. We should be talking about him today and singing his praises and thinking about how lucky we are to have him. And out of one side of my mouth, yeah, I am saying that, but out of the other side, I can't help but say, what the frig are they doing that you've got this guy and you're going to have him for a couple of years and he's going to be not a footnote in Pirates history, but he's going to be remembered for what he does elsewhere. That drives me nuts, man.
I'll admit, I thought it was going to be a little bit different after last year. I definitely did, because, you know, you draft a guy like that and he comes, you know, and he comes up to the major league level and he just does what he did last year. And you think that any normal organization or person would be like, okay, I have this in front of me. All I have to do is put these little things into place for this to explode even more. So I'm not going to act like I'm surprised, but there is a part of me that is surprised that this is where they're at and the lack of resources that they got in the offseason. It's just, it's mind-boggling.
I thought they would do more than
almost,
they did.
It seems like it was going to be an automatic. Like, who wouldn't do that?
Right.
Like, and who wouldn't?
When they contended in 13, 14, and 15, they weren't spending a ton. But they went out and they got Ivan Nova and they paid him. And they paid Francisco Liriano. And they went out and they signed Russell Martin to a multi-year deal. They did it a little bit. They were active at the deadline and even the non-waiver deadline where they went out and got Justin Morneau and they got Marlon Byrd. Like, they did stuff. And two off seasons ago, they spent $10 million on Aroldis Chapman and they spent $35 million overall. I thought we would see that this offseason. Right. And that's not something to write home about, spending $35 million, but sure as hell more than what the 15 that they spent, four of which being spent on Tommy Pham this offseason. Again, not shocked, and you're not saying you're shocked, but last year at the All-Star break, they're sitting there at 48-48 and a game and a half back in the wild card race, and that actually felt like the good first step.
Yeah.
Paul Skeens leaps over the chalk line, takes the ball on the mound to take on the AL All-Stars, and you're thinking, okay, you're not a World Series contender, but you're a playoff contender.
Got something.
And it's year one, and you're
right.
Thinking, okay,
yep,
this is the start.
Yep.
And last year at the deadline, you're thinking, okay, you got a puncher's chance. This is a start. This is not where you want to be year five, but you make your peace with it. You got Skeens. You're in contention. This is year one. Next year, maybe we can really take off. We'll take our shot this year. And they've gone completely in the tank. They've gone completely in the different direction. A year ago, we were having a 180-degree different conversation
yep.
right now. So here's the question. I got 170 people responding to my tweet. Do you think Paul Skeens will ever pitch a postseason game for the Pittsburgh Pirates? And I actually want to hear from the people who say yes. And we're not going to shout you down. I'd love to start the show with optimism today, and we have already failed at doing so for the first 16 minutes. If you think Paul Skeens will pitch a playoff game at PNC Park, Tell us why. What gives you that optimism? And let's incentivize it. Best caller on this subject wins a pair of tickets to an awesome event that we'll tell you about coming up next. 412-928-9370.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So Paul Skene sends the best of the best down in order in the first inning. Bang, strikeout. Boom, strikeout. Ground out by the massive Aaron Judge. And that's great. It's worth celebrating. Go Bucks. That guy plays for our team. He's had the best start to a career in the history of the sport. You wish that's where the conversation could begin as a positive, but it's almost impossible to see that. To see him dominate on the biggest stage and not think, man, what would that look like on the mound at PNC Park?
Mm-hmm.
The wild card game of 2013 was awesome. Imagine game one of an actual playoff series at PNC Park, 40,000+ people all clad in black, and that moose takes the mound, throwing 100 miles an hour. That'd be the best feeling you've had as a Pirates fan since the early 90s. And maybe even better because the wait has been so long. And I just don't know how you can formulate an argument that we're ever going to get to see it.
It almost seems like impossible, which is just damn shame. And the clock has been ticking, and they have not taken advantage of that clock. And you just laid it out in the last segment. You know, you get the maybe the service time of the lockout year, and then you're in year five and, what, 2028 of Paul Skene's. And, I mean, and you know that in the blink of an eye, it'll be here quick.
Real quick. Be here in 8 seconds.
Like, every game is so crucial. Every start for him is so crucial. Every time that he steps on the mound is so crucial for, you know, us fans of just to get to enjoy them. That's why I've chosen to just kind of separate the two, because I know that it's not going to last long. It's not. So I want to enjoy it here in Pittsburgh while he's wearing a Pirates uniform.
I get more mad when he starts than when Andrew Heaney goes up there and gives up 6 runs in 3 innings.
Yeah.
It makes me, as a fan, sports mad, real sports mad, that they've got this Haley's Comet and they've done nothing to make good on the fact that you've got a starting pitcher that feasibly could go 3 times in a 7-game series and you'd be the betting favorite in each of those games because he's that good and you're not even close to playoff contention. Texter writes in, the Pirates lead the NL in runs given up per game. How the bleep are you 18 games below 500? It is almost impossible to put together a lineup this bad. You got to tip your hat to Charrington. I mean, he has pulled off quite a trick here to have a pitching staff that is that good and a lineup that is that bad. But the question we have asked you, and it's the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement, TrustPJ.com. Will we ever see Paul Skeens pitch a playoff game as a Pittsburgh Pirate? You can give us a ring on that fan hotline, 412-928-9370, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. If you can make an argument, a cogent argument, for why the Pirates will play playoff baseball with Paul Skeens, we'll give you 2 tickets to see Sticks and Kevin Cronin August 10th at the Pavilion at Star Lake. So 412-928-9370, best caller on this subject, will win 2 tickets to see Sticks and Kevin Cronin August 10th at the Pavilion at Star Lake. I bet you Sticks loves coming to Pittsburgh. Play Renegade.
Yeah.
Panties probably drop.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably wild.
Well, yeah, that's probably a good time.
They get out there at Star Lake. Thousands of Steelers fans waving their terrible towels.
They probably play it up, too, wear their Steelers jerseys or Steelers gear and stuff.
I guarantee it.
Yeah, that's great.
They got a love coming here. The only band more popular here is the Clarks. Texter, my wife is in labor. Let's go, boys. Good luck.
Good luck.
God bless.
Yes.
If my wife was in labor and then I immediately texted a radio station, my wife would punch me in the face.
She would never know, though.
She probably would never know. You got bigger things going on.
Yeah. She would never know.
Contractions, things of that nature. The that breathing kind of thing going on.
Getting back to the Pirates pitching staff here, and it's one of the best in Major League Baseball, one of the best. And it's not like that they're paying, you know, multiple guys. They're just paying one guy. So I could see, like,
and they might trade him.
And they might trade him. I could see the argument of, like, okay, well, we've invested so much money into our pitching staff that it's hard for us to spend on our actual roster. But it's not the case. You're only paying one guy.
That's right.
So you would think, in normal professional sports, you know, mental outlook, that it's like, okay, you know, we have a good pitching staff. We're not paying that much money to them. Let's go invest money elsewhere on our team to make it better. Like, it's not rocket science, but they're making it rocket science.
That's right.
It's crazy.
And you would think that for one season, you, relative to your past spending, go out there and throw a huge wad at it, man. Just one off season, spend $50 million. Get that payroll, what is it, 87,000 right now. So you spend $50 million, you get up to $140 million payroll. It's for a year or two. And then tear that sucker down afterwards. Yeah. If that's what you want to do, is spend as little as possible to make as much as possible, which is sound business strategy, and no one's stopping these owners from doing it. Well, go all in for a couple of seasons. We will come in droves to the ballpark, offsetting a lot of the costs. You get playoff revenue if you make it, offsetting a ton of the costs.
Yeah.
Jersey sales, hats, playoff t-shirts, all that stuff. And then once Skeens leaves, ain't no one going to be happy whenever you're spending $60 million on payroll. But if that's what it takes to go all in now and spend more than you're comfortable spending, do it. Do it. I tweeted last year around this time that while the Pirates have Paul Skenes, it's the best chance in our lifetime that they'll ever have to win a World Series. I stand by that. If you've got a rotation headlined by that guy, and with Mitch Keller, and eventually Bubba Chandler, and maybe Burroughs and Ashcraft, and Jared Jones, and Oviedo, some combination of all of this. Did I mention Keller? You get in, you've got a shot.
Yep.
I still believe that. But you need to put forth the monetary effort. And you need a GM that knows how to operate penny pinching too. And the example I always bring up is Austin Hayes with the Reds, who's got an 840 OPS this season and is getting paid the exact same amount of money as Tommy Pham. It needs to be a melding of two. You need to spend a little bit more financially, maybe a lot a bit more for a year or two.
Right.
And also have a GM that can add a piece or two around that pretty much at goodwill. Like, you're scraping the bottom of the barrel, but can you find that diamond in the rough? Can you find that cashmere sweater that's only going to cost you $5? You need to be able to do that. Ben Cherington's not capable of that. But if you can form an argument for why the Pirates will win a playoff game, not even win, actually, we'll get to a playoff game with Paul Skenes. I'd love to hear it. We'd love to hear it at 412-928-9370. Again, best caller on this subject wins a pair of tickets to see Styx and Kevin Cronin August 10th at the Pavilion at Star Lake. The calls are coming in. We'll talk to Ian's about this coming up next. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company right now.
All-Star Game was won by the National League yesterday after a swing-off game.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Will Paul Skeens ever pitch in a playoff game for the Pittsburgh Pirates? 412-928-9370. No, we don't think so. Do you? Let's go to Noah in Pittsburgh. Hi, Noah.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Mernon.
I want to paint a quick picture for you. So, all right, here's my theory. I'm the eternal optimist Pirate fan. However, I did stop betting the over on their season total wins years ago. But I look at it this way. The group that's there now, Charrington, they're going to have to make the moves on a couple of the big arms, right? We've talked about how we have to bring back players that are ready, offensive players ready for the team right now. So I feel that's going to happen. And the money that was spent on them, 20-plus million, is going to have to go somewhere. The next regime at the end of this year is going to come in. They're going to have to make a splash because – they're going to hear how disgruntled our Pirate fans are about the offense. So I think that the ownership will give them a little bit more play to maybe stretch that number up to $30 million, put it all into the offense. You will have the all-time greatest pitching staff in Major League Baseball history that average $450,000 a year per arm.
I was waiting for the qualifier there. I mean, there's been some good ones. The Orioles in the 1970s with the 420 game winners. The Atlanta Braves the 1990s with Glavin and Smoltz. And
gotcha.
Yeah. Maddox.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Noah. We'll put you on hold. You eternal optimist, you.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the picture. You trade a Mitch Keller for a hitter that's good and not making anything. That would be ideal.
Yeah.
And then this offseason, the money that you are no longer spending on Keller, you turn into a hitter or two.
Mm-hmm.
And with the appropriate GM with an eye for talent, you would hope that even if you're not spending a ton, you could find an Austin Hayes or two, just to use a name, and that would be how you fast-track this thing. Plus, you would need Nick Gonzalez to keep being Nick Gonzalez. You would need O'Neill Cruz.
Yes.
To be more consistent than he's been. And by the way, he totally has cratered since I said he arrived.
Yes.
I think I have to take full responsibility for that.
Of course.
I was thinking
about that last night.
How? I mean, come on.
I was watching Aaron Judge when he was at the plate in the All-Star game last night. And I know Aaron Judge got brought up in that conversation debate that we were having. I was like, I can't believe this guy, Adam Crowley, thought that O'Neill Cruz has arrived and is in the conversation of a rival with a guy like Aaron Judge.
For a minute there, it looked like he had arrived because he was drawing a bunch of walks. That's what did it for me. Like, he showed that plate discipline. What are you laughing about? Walks?
Walks.
He was showing.
You've arrived because you draw walks.
Well, there was less swing and miss. There was more on base.
Oh, man. You're trying hard right now.
Those were the things that he lacked. And at the second half of last season, he was hitting lefties better. And all of a sudden, he's got a mid-800s OPS. He's on pace for 40-40, and this is the kind of talent he is. I just assumed, hey, he has finally achieved at a level befitting of his talent.
Mm.
And it turns out, very rare that this happens. Not only was I wrong, I was so damn wrong, it's embarrassing to even think about. This doesn't get talked about enough. But you blame ownership, you blame the economics of baseball, you blame Ben Charrington, you blame development. O'Neill Cruz needs to be way better, and I put that mostly on him. And Brian Reynolds, you're paying $107 million.
Yeah.
And he's been terrible this year. And if Cruz was a 250 hitter with a 900 OPS and a 40-40 guy, and Brian Reynolds was what he has been, you're still not all the way there, but now you're a piece or two away from maybe being average offensively. And that's another fly in the ointment here. Another reason why I don't think they're going to play a playoff series with Paul Skeens. Has the best of Brian Reynolds come and gone?
Maybe.
Like, is this who he is now, or is this just a bad first half of the season because guys have bad first halves of seasons? I don't know. I hope it's the latter and not the former, but it could be the former.
He usually figures it out by now, though.
Yes, he does.
Whenever he usually starts off slow, but he does figure it out around, end of May, and he starts coming on, and he starts looking like he's worth the contract that he was given. This year is not the case. Mm-mm. So maybe we have seen the best of him. I mean, because he's never started off fast.
No. Which is a huge problem, even if you're getting what you paid
right.
for. You need your highest paid player not to take a quarter, a third of the season off. Like Adam LaRoche used to do that, but who gave a rat's ass because they sucked. But if O'Neal Cruz is never going to reach his potential and Brian Reynolds is even between what he is now and what he's always been historically, you need to add more than you probably thought you would have needed to add if you were thinking about the Pirates 2 years ago and you're Ben Cherington. Crap. I asked on Twitter, will Skeens ever pitch a playoff game at PNC Park? We're not feeling good about it. Josh quote tweets it, just some rando Josh who listens to the show. Thank you, Josh. And says, I doubt he ever pitches for a Pirates team that finishes with a winning record.
Good point. Probably not.
Now I'm depressed.
Well, this coming season after this one,
yeah,
in this offseason, is going to tell everything. It's going to tell the whole story of Paul Skeens. They don't do anything this offseason.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Yep. It literally comes down to this offseason. Comes down to in the next, what, five months.
And really, it's going to start at the deadline, too.
That, too.
It's going to start at the deadline. This is another player acquisition period. And then it's going to fold into the offseason. But from the deadline until opening day next year, that is your window for improvement. And you're either going to get it done or you're not. Because you said it, I thought, very well in segment one of today's show. The internal improvement isn't going to be there. You're not going to get enough internal improvement. Like, Jack Suwinski's not going to work out, even though I love Jack Suwinski. The internal improvement would have to come from Cruz and Reynolds, but that's two guys. You'd like to see Nick Gonzalez keep it up. But, okay.
Henry Davis?
Is Henry going to all of a sudden become a great hitter? No, I think at this point, if he could become a serviceable hitter, that would be a significant development. Yeesh. Text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. A swing off to decide the All-Star game. Did we like it? Will we like it in the regular season? We'll get into that a little bit coming up next.
Schwarber in the air to center field, headed towards the wall, and dead center.
That's huge for the National League.
Oh! Schwarbaum's in the All-Star game! Oh! Tied at three.
AL rallied in the game. NL has rallied in the swing.
Oh! National League takes the lead 4-3.
Unbelievable.
Kyle Schwarber wins it for the NL in the swing-off. It was tied 6-6. They say, to hell with extras, we're doing a swing-off. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Somebody texts in, a swing-off? Was there a pineapple involved? I did think that when I heard them call it a swing-off, just thought it would be like a home run challenge or whatever. I guess swing-off's better than a jerk-off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're trying to jerk the ball out of there. Pony texted me the other day, I swear to God.
About swing-offs?
Kind of.
What?
Pony texted me last week after one of our shows, like right after one of our shows, and said, real conversation I just had. Quote, I get major swinger vibes from Crowley. End quote.
About you?
About me. Do I give off swinger vibes?
Wait, somebody was talking to Pony about you, that you gave off vibes to them.
I'm a swinger, yeah. I mean, I'm a fun-loving kind of guy.
I don't get that. I never got those vibes.
Me neither, man. I don't think I'm putting out swinger vibes.
And I think that
Harry kind of does.
I think Pony texting you means that he agrees with the person that said that.
I would agree with that.
Because if he was like, no, I don't get that, why even text?
He wouldn't even bring it up to me.
He brought it up because he's like, man, I have always wondered that. I wonder if it's true.
I am fascinated, you gotta be careful here, by the swinger lifestyle. Like, how does it come up?
I mean,
are you 8 years into marriage and
it's pretty simple.
Your wife brings it up to you, or you bring it up to her, or you're at a party and something weird starts to happen. Like, how does one broach the subject? Let me write this down on how to become one of them swinger couples.
I think it's a kind of, I think it's initial, like just the vibes of the initial relationship.
You think it starts off and you already know that your partner is going to be down with
that. Yeah, like you're like, all right, this is our type of fun. Like we're, you know, before we even started, you know, whenever we started dating, we were like, oh yeah, let's go to strip clubs together and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of opens up.
Wait a second here.
Yeah.
Harry just, what, a month into his relationship wound up going to the strip club with his lovely girlfriend.
That was for work, though.
That's what he says.
For her work.
But yeah, she was doing something for class. And you don't have relations with the strippers. You just watch them.
That's how it starts.
Yeah, I know how a strip club works. I know you're not in there having relations.
If you're comfortable enough to let your partner, to sit next to your partner watching your partner watch somebody else that is naked or half naked, then that's how it all kinds of, I think, brews. And then the chemical is formed. In my opinion, what do I know? What are you laughing at?
I was waiting for your addendum there at the end. I think. I've been told. Have a friend who says ...
Correct.
All right, boys. Good conversation there about the swing off and whether or not they should bring it to regular season baseball. Right. Quality conversation there. We'll get into that a little bit coming up next. Also, Noah Hyles was at the Tony Clark press conference in Atlanta, the MLBPA president. He was also present when Rob Manfred was talking about the collective bargaining agreement. So we'll get into that in the 7 o'clock hour. Ray Fittipaldo at 8. John Wehner at 8:35. Doug Whaley from 9 o'clock until 10. First, before we come back, Fan Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.